I'm Jason Waller here with Jason Waller Unleashed. That's right, motherfucking Unleashed. That's right, not fucking undone, not leashed, not handcuffed, not prisoner, not hostage. This is motherfucking Unleashed. That's what we're doing. We are unleashing the demons, unleashing the thoughts. We are fucking coming loud and proud and bringing it to you right now, live on TikTok. And we are building this podcast out. This will come out, I don't know, sometime next week. And we are going to talk about everything today. Motherfucking Trump. Aliens, money, hypocrisy, family, drama, my sister who keeps praying for me and I don't want her to. I'll get into that in a minute. That's some whole next level shit. But we are super excited to be live here. I've got pizza ordered. I've got the call center trying to fucking do something because there's no the phones aren't ringing. I'm getting pissed off. I'm walking out there every few minutes getting angry. My shirt is kind of irritating me. It's going to get mad because I probably just uncentered myself. I got hot in here. I got to turn a fan on or something. I'm hot. I'm hot in this motherfucker. I'm ready to go. How's everybody? I feel loud. I'm probably fucking them up out there, and that's fine. Got the tats popping. That's right. Here we go. Here we go. We got tats popping. We ready to go. What are we going to talk about? We're going to start today about aliens. That's fucking Zara. Zara is from planet I don't give a fuck. And her third cousin, Zog, over there is from planet I still don't give a fuck. And they are here because of an alien exchange system. Now, I'm breaking this shit down. Listen to me. And I don't do drugs. So this is me being legit. When people act like assholes, karma gets them and then the aliens fucking zap their little fucking asses right up. They disappear and these two fucking aliens showed up. That's what happened. Some of you might have seen my TikTok post or my YouTube post recently. Or I even put it on Instagram, I think, too. With my brother talking about chicken. I like chicken, 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 chicken. You can check it out. It's funny as shit. And everyone's like, you're like him. I'm like, first of all, I'm older than him. He's like me. And secondly, I don't talk about chicken. But I do talk about aliens. And I do talk about who you're going to vote for. I got the secret ghost Trump here. It's fucking Trump right there. It's crazy. I got Trump in my studio. Okay. Now, it's a replica of Trump, but fucking he acts like Trump sometimes. He just shuts the fuck up. Sometimes Trump never shuts the fuck up. Now, I want to talk about a few things. I want to talk about learning how to deal with rejection. I want to talk about the poisonous feeling of betrayal. Yeah, everyone knows about betrayal. And I want to talk about family members, spouses, friends, and what happens when you're at the top of something, you go to the bottom, how do they act and how do they react? And let's talk about action and reaction. So we got a lot to unfold here. I needed to do a podcast. It's been a while. I decided I was hot as fuck, put the hat on backwards and let's knock it out. So we'll start with this. Let's talk about betrayal. What is betrayal to you? What is betrayal to me, right? How does betrayal work? Betrayal to me is really simple. It's I feel you're loyal to me and we're connected in some way, whether we're friends, whether we're business partners, whether we're in a relationship. I feel like I have put my walls down and I have entrusted you. I have entrusted you to be able to, I miss Power Home too, thanks. I entrusted you to be able to connect with me at some level, business, personal, family, marriage, whatever it is. That is loyalty and connection. Betrayal to me is when that is broken. When that trust, when that feeling of we are at the same, we're hooked at the hip, we're holding hands the same way, we're rowing for the same thing, our thoughts, our mindset is the same, our goals, our direction, our perception, our conviction is the same, and then it breaks. To me, that's where betrayal starts. How does it break? How do I not feel like you're loyal anymore? How do I not feel like you're there and you have my back? I always say, I've got your back, right? When I was a kid, they used to say, you know, what sets you claims? They talked about gangs, you know, whatever. And you'd say, you got that kid's back or, you know, it's like this mindset of like, I'm all in, like, that's my dude. Like you frighten him, you're frightening me. And that's how I kind of live my life, right? So the people that are close to me, they know that no matter what happens, I've got their back. Whether it's business, whether it's friendship, whether it's marriage, it's kids, like I'm all in. I love hard and I fight hard, right? That's who I am. Some people are shallow. Some people I've been close to are shallow. Like, I'm not shallow. I'm an asshole. I'm a fucking rude dude sometimes. I'm not the best character on the planet. I have a short fuse. I go from zero to fuck you real fast, where I'm just like, bam, like I'm angry again, right? And I have worked on that. And I lack sympathy and empathy, and I've worked on that. I've worked on that tremendously. But what I do have is I have the ability to know where I'm fucking up, right? I own it. I suck at that. And I have the ability that I am the most loyal person on your fucking team, meaning the betrayal factor. I'm not going to leave you hanging. I have got your fucking back. Things get tough, I'm there. So we're talking, what's betrayal? How does that work? What does that look like? Again, if I am willing to do things for you, I'm willing to support you, I'm willing to protect you, I'm willing to have your back if things happen, I'm willing to be there to pick you up, to pick up any pieces, I'm willing to take the hits with you, the punches with you, the kicks with you, I'm willing to take the damage with you, I'm willing to succeed with you. If all of those things are set to be true, but you're not willing to do the same, there's some betrayal there. And I've had this recently with a handful of friends. And before you start putting things in place right now, if you're a big follower, you're a listener, you're a subscriber, you know more of my intimate side and my family and my close friends, before you put your own story together, let me say you have no idea who I'm talking about right now. And if you do, congratulations. But I will tell you this. There are people in your life that are meant to be in your life, and they talk about this for certain seasons, and then they go. And some of that has felt like betrayal to me, because I'd have somebody there for certain parts and aspects of my life, and then poof, they're gone, right? They're just gone. And the problem with that is you think that that's betrayal, but that's just timing. That's just, some people have a shelf life, right? But true betrayal is where you go above and beyond for this person and you think they're lifers. You think you're connected to this person. Maybe they're your business partner. Maybe they're your best friend. Maybe it's your wife or your husband or your boyfriend or your girlfriend or a child or a sibling or a parent. Maybe it's a boss, someone you're super well fucking in sync with. And you are willing to give up everything and anything for them. You are willing to have their back no matter what. There's a war and you're fucking there fighting the war with them. You're picking up the pieces. You're dragging them along the woods. You are fucking there. You are loyal, right? That's who I am. I am the best fucking warrior to be on your team. If I'm on your team, we are going all the way no matter what. And if that means I got to lose an arm, you got to lose an arm, we are one-armed motherfuckers that are getting to the finish line. We are in this together. That's how I am. We're in a battle. We burn the ships. We fucking destroy everything else. We'll build new ships. That's how it works with me. Therefore, I expect the same in return. And a lot of cases recently, I've had a lot of betrayal and a lot of letdown. And people are like, oh, and I'm not talking about the Power Home shit. That is a whole thing of its own with Generac and their stuff going on where, you know, they lied and fraudulent shit and everything. It's in the lawsuits. That's a whole different battle. And I'm not talking about people thinking, oh, Jason Shady left. No, I'm talking about people that I thought were my friends that were close to me when I was on top of things, making, you know, good money. They were getting paid somehow, some way, or a part of this. And then when they're not, they poof, they disappear. When they're not getting fed, it's inconvenient for them. And I have been naive. I have been weak. I've been optimistic, and I have allowed people that I thought were loyal and thought that wouldn't betray me, that I thought were close to me, quote unquote, I'm your brother, man, I'm your brother, all that fucking hogwash bullshit, to when it gets tough or you need something or you're in a spot and things are going on, they're not there. So things are important. And to me, that's betrayal. That's betrayal because they're weak. They're fucking weak. And yes, I'm calling you out if you're listening to this and you know it, you motherfucker, you're weak. You're bitch made. You're fucking bitch made, okay? Fucking stand on your little fucking tutu shoes and fucking know you're bitch made. because I'm talking to you and you know who you are. There's a few of you out there that I thought were loyal and aren't, that I thought were there when things were tough, that I've been there for you. I've helped propel your life, your career, your fucking relationships. And in return, I get shitted when things are tough or when we're supposed to do things together. Like you turn your back because you ain't making money on me. Think about this. You're a big celebrity. You're a big fucking famous person. You're making all this money. You're taking care of your team. And all of a sudden, boom, you lose a lot of the money. You don't have the fame anymore. You're trying to redo things and your team's like, fuck you, I ain't around no more. That's disloyalty. That to me is what I'm talking about, betrayal. On that level, on a friendship level. That's where I'm bitching at first, is on a friendship level, it hurts and it's wrong and it's bullshit. And it's like, how dare you? Like, I would never do that to certain people, right? I would never pretend to be something I'm not. People that know me, they know no matter what. I wear everything right here. Like, you know, there's no fucking agenda for me. I'm not sugarcoating anything. I'm not full of shit. I am straight to the point, right to the fucking thing. That's it. There's no hidden anything with me. Some of these people are fucking bitch made, and some of these people talk out of both sides of their fucking mouth. And it just sucks because I was so blind to it. I was so fucking blind to it. I made so many people so much money and we're doing so many things for them. And then when I need favors in return, we're doing things, we're trying to bond together. And they say, oh, we're boys, we're really not. They're not there because they're not getting paid. It's fucking crazy to me. So to me, that's betrayal. What's your betrayal? Maybe your betrayal's in a marriage. I could see that. I've been married a long time. We've had bumps and bruises. We've gotten through it. I love my wife dearly. She loves me, but we've had some fucking bumps and bruises. But I don't understand the betrayal part. She never has betrayed me, nor have I betrayed her. We've been able to keep that bond together, that union together. So, but some of you are going through that. And the question is tolerance. How much betrayal can you take? How much tolerance do you have for that betrayal? You know, we were watching a movie or show on Netflix or Amazon called Wilderness. And this lady, she's married to this guy and he's a go-getter at work, but he's been cheating on her. And she finds out and she's all fucked up because she's given up her whole life for him. I'm sure some of you can relate, right? And in return, she is losing her mind. She's watching the steps this person's doing. She's very pissed. And she finally brings it up to him. And he's like, oh, it's just the one time. Well, it's really not the one time. And then the girlfriend follows them on a trip. And then she ends up getting killed. All these things, right? Long story short, it's the betrayal. The betrayal gets in your head. It starts making you question things. Am I good enough? Am I worthy? Why doesn't this person care about me or like me anymore? It just doesn't happen in relationships like marriage. It happens with friendships. I'm going through it with a couple people now where I'm just very disappointed. You know, one of my best friends and very close partners in business, you know, we're not as close as we used to be, kind of going on separate ways. But, you know, I wouldn't call that betrayal. I would just call disappointment, right? It's just, you know, we're not as close now. And you know, when things were good for that person, they're available. And things are bad, they're not. And that's just shocking to me. To me, that's not friendship. And so it's just sad. You know, the world is full of this shit and it's sad. It's like everybody's trying to rip everybody off. It's like everybody's trying to one-up everybody. And it's pathetic. And everybody's so selfish and not many people are selfless. And it's crazy to me. You know, just so you're clear, I don't make money on this podcast. I do this podcast because it's therapeutic and I share information. And I do coaching. I don't make a shit ton on coaching. And I do it because it's rewarding because I'm able to help people build their businesses and do great things. Doesn't make me a saint. I'm still an asshole sometimes. I still fuck up sometimes. I'm still selfish sometimes. I'm human. The point is this world is full of selfish people that are piranhas and they just take from you. And that's my whole point on the betrayal. I'm going to cut this off and I'm going to go live on Instagram. Hey, my food? Is that, come in. I'll take that shit while I'm doing this. Absolutely. You want a piece?
No, I just ate.
You don't even want a piece of pizza?
No,
I can't eat this whole fucking pizza.
I ordered Chipotle.
Well, you're smarter than me. Oh my God, I'm going to be judged. I'm going to eat this on the shank. This is bad. Oh my goodness. Okay, thank you. Don't judge me. This is bad. Holy shit. I gotta turn this so I can get the Trump too. Oh boy. I have a milkshake. You guys are gonna judge me for this. This is not good. It's a sherbet milkshake. Oh my God. That's illegal. Holy shit. Oh my God. My lunch, I gotta eat. I'm a fat ass dude. I'm okay with it. Holy shit. Fuck. All right, we'll go live. This is so not the plan. I'm live in the podcast here. Got the mic here. I'm literally eating my... Not good. Fucking A. I probably shouldn't be doing this. I'm stuffing my fat ass on the show. Getting ready to start. So I already started part of the show. You guys missed it. I was live on TikTok. I've got the show going on here. It's behind you in the studio. My pizza showed up, so I took a break. Please don't judge me, but I've got pizza. I've got a milkshake. Don't tell the family because I'm going to get judged at home. I'm going to get yelled at. It's a sherbet milkshake. This is fucking illegal. All right, so. We're talking about betrayal. And what does that mean on betrayal, right? So you guys can see everything. And the deal with betrayal is everyone's version of betrayal is different. Thank you for not telling, by the way. And I was mentioning betrayal in the business standpoint and the friendship standpoint, not even on the marriage standpoint. I was bringing up why betrayal is important, because when you are loyal to someone and you are connected to someone, whether it's in business, whether it's in life, whether it's in friendship, whether it's any kind of way that you guys are connected, when they turn their back on you, when they're not there to help pick up the pieces, when they're not there to have your back, when they're not there to be your friend and to help you with anything, then that's what happens, is you feel like they've betrayed you. In some cases, that's true. And in some cases, it's just they've burned out their welcome and their shelf life is done and they're to move on and they're just there for the season. There is a difference. And I was explaining the difference earlier on TikTok and on this show. The biggest difference is when you are willing to do everything and anything for them, and they are, and you are in sync, they're close. Oh, you're my brother, you're this, or they're your business partner, you're rowing the same way, they're your spouse, you love each other doing this, and then all of a sudden they're not doing those things and you still are willing to do those things, and because they're not getting something in return, this is the biggest key about betrayal in my opinion. A relationship, a friendship, a connection, a business partnership, a marriage. I give, I take. You give, you take. We both give and we both take. It goes back and forth and goes back and forth. The problem is when it starts to be they only take, and when you've got nothing to give, they want nothing to do with you, they bounce. That's betrayal. That's the problem. I had too many people close to me that were getting paid that weren't. I thought they were my friends and they weren't. I thought they were good business associates and they weren't. When they quit making money, they weren't there. So I always say this. That's fine, motherfucker. You don't have to be there. That's fine. But this fucking thing turns around. I'll forgive, but I don't forget that you weren't there and you betrayed me. That's fine. I'm not going to waste my time. I'm going to focus forward. I'm not going to tolerate that shit at all. I'm sorry I'm eating in your guys' face, dude. I apologize ahead of time. I'm fucking starving, okay? I'm eating pizza like a fat ass, so I'm sorry ahead of time. Straight up. My apologies. But the pizza's fucking amazing. And what makes it worse... the sherbet milkshake is even better. This is not a good day for me. It's not a good look. I don't fucking care. Let me tell you, one of the best things I've ever done lately is quit giving a fuck what people think. I seriously Give zero fucks. You could say all the hateful shit you want. You could think all the hateful shit you want. It doesn't even faze me. What phases me is the betrayal I was talking about earlier. Oh, that sherbet is fucking dope. Yes, that sherbet is fire. Mm-hmm. So, let's finish about this, though. I guess I'm not even being bitter. I'm just sharing the definition of betrayal because I've been going through it. And I was talking to somebody really good, good friend of mine, and I coach this person. And they brought up a little bit ago, and I was telling them they wanted to use this company that I was using because this guy that ran this company was a really good friend of mine, or so I thought. It's like, dude, I want to use this guy. I'm like, dude, I really wouldn't. Like, he shit on me. He says, oh, it's not enough money for me, even though I've been there for years, and this guy's pretending to be my boy and all this shit. Point is, I felt betrayed. I didn't even think about it. I just was like, this guy's a dick. And because he's not getting paid on me, he's put our friendship, a relationship, on the sideline. And he's getting paid a little, and it's just not enough, and it's just a dick about it, and he's rude, and no show, like, just fucking, it's hurtful. It hurts your feelings. It's hurtful. It's very cunt-like, and I hate using that word, but he's very cunty, and I don't like it. And I feel like he should put his big boy pants on, because he's getting a little fucking chippy on his text message, and then he's like, oh, that's why I love you. He's bipolar as shit. I'm calling him out, by the way. You can tell it now. I'm just not going to say his name. I'm not going to give him that kind of fucking clout. But I told this other guy, I wouldn't use it. I told him, I was like, that's fucking betrayal, dude. That's supposed to be your boy. I said, I know. Girl. Whatever. I'm learning the hard way. I've been too nice. I've been too kind. I've been too naive. I give people the benefit of the doubt. I believe in people. I really do. And I believe in the goodness of people. I really do. And I'm optimistic. But some people are fucking assholes. I mean, I'm an asshole in my own way. Here's what you get with me. I am fucking loyal as fuck. If me and you are on a team, we're working together, we're best friends, we're in a relationship somehow, I've got your fucking back, dude, till the end, till the death, dude. I'm like the ultimate teammate warrior motherfucker. Like, let's go get it. That's how I am. Like, we're in a battle, and it's like, Jay, it's going to cost you your arm, and Mike, it's going to cost you your leg. Motherfucker, Mike, you ain't got a leg, and I ain't got an arm, but we're going to win this battle. We burn them fucking boats. We fucking explode the ships. We fucking catch on fire the planes, and we fucking destroy everybody, and then we build new. Like, that's just my mindset. I have this warfare mindset in life that's just like, you're either with me or against me. Like, we're all in together or we're not. And all in, not half in, not half-ass, all in. Some people, it's convenience. It's what's good for them. A lot of selfish acts, no selfless acts, all selfish. I fucking hate those people. Actually, I don't like to use the word hate. I dislike those people. Fuck those people. That's how I feel. It's crazy that I'm eating while I do this. I feel like an asshole. I don't care that I feel like an asshole, but I'm like an asshole. All right. What's up, my dude from India? Okay, so people don't have loyalty in their blood. You're right. They just don't. It's not in their DNA. I disagree. We are all made equal. God takes attributes and assigns them in different spots of your life. And how you use those gifts is what comes up to you. You can use those gifts and be basic. You can be average. You can be good. You can be great. You can be excellent. You can be elite. What are you going to do with those gifts that God gives you? And where you have gifts, you have deficiencies in other categories. Like, I'm deficient in being empathetic and sympathetic, but I have a gift of loyalty, right? I have a gift of strength, of not allowing things to fucking crush me, right? I have big shoulders. I can handle these clowns that I thought were my friends that, you know, they're really not, where most people break down, I can handle, which sucks. Losing a $1 billion company from something out of my control and having to lay off all these employees and all these customers are fucked because of this. It's soul crushing, but I can still get up. You know, I get depressed, but I can still focus and try to build something new, which is what we've been doing. So it's just hard. Somebody said on social, you're your only friend. Sometimes it feels that way, doesn't it? Sometimes it feels like you're alone. Sometimes it feels like people just don't understand. Sometimes it feels like, how are you going to make this decision? I've been working my dick off lately. And, you know, shame on me. The first few months we kind of opened this new company and did shit, I really wasn't engaged or involved because I was still trying to go through an identity issue of loss and destruction and despair and hurt and depression. Now I'm 1,000% focused, but it's a little late and I'm like late to the party. And so I'm like overwhelmed. Overwhelmed where like I cry. I'm like, holy shit, I'm so overwhelmed. There's so much to do. And it's hard because I want to go home and see my family, but I want to make sure we build something great so I can support my family. And I want to go home and just rest my eyes, but I don't have enough hours in the day to get things done. I know a lot of you can relate to me with this. I know a lot of you are out there busting your ass and working your dick off to do something great. And it feels like we're not getting there fast enough. It feels like we're not getting the results we want. And you just got to take a fucking time out. You got to take out time out. I'm going to take another bite. Sorry. You've got to take a time out and think about the situation like this. Is there progress? Right? That's a big question. Is there progress? Zara here loves progress. Trump just wants results. We'll talk about that in a minute. Is there progress in what you're doing? And the only way you can find out is if you measure it on a day-to-day basis, a week-to-week basis, a month-to-month, and year-over-year, right? I'm not big on year-over-year. You guys that follow me and listen to me, you know that. I'm not big on that. I'm big on, you know, short-term goals, short-term results. But I have to look. Am I making progress? And if you're making progress, you're doing the right thing. And sometimes progress is going backwards a little bit and then going forwards. People are scared of that. This thing should be illegal. This is a sherbet milkshake. My fucking ass shouldn't have got this, but oh my goodness. I'm making a lot of progress right now. I'm eating that damn shake. Progress is growing. So you have to be able to stop and think about that. Patience is so key here. You know, you have to have patience if you're building a business. You have to have patience in a relationship. You have to have patience in a marriage. You have to have patience when you're being, you know, you're a dad, you're a sibling. You know, my family was saying something yesterday. My brother's a goofball, right? What up, Jake? And my brother is, I mean, he says all the worst shit in the world, and he's been hateful most of his life to me. But overall, he's got a huge heart. It's hard to dislike him. But he's fucking crazy as hell. If you go and you look at my social media and you go to my story, I didn't even post, I just put it as a story, and he talks about chicken, you can see this guy's lost his fucking mind. He sent that to my wife as shits and giggles. She sent it to me and I said, dude, that's funny, I'm going to post it. I say this because, like with him, there's been times he's been disloyal, right? And in his eyes, there's times he feels I've been disloyal. You know, open a business. He's not my partner. He wants to be my partner, feels entitled to be my partner. I don't make him my partner. I'm disloyal. I don't know if that's disloyalty. I disagree, but in his eyes, it might be. And that's why I said disloyalty and betrayal is different in people's eyes. And I was explaining what it was to me, right? But he wrote this stuff. Or, I'm sorry, he said this chicken. He did this, sent this video about chicken. When I see chicken, my mouth waters. And when chicken sees me, its mouth waters. Like, it's just this goofball post. It's funny as shit. And so with him, there's been time and time again, I'd like to build a better relationship with him. But it's been so hard because of a lot of the damage. And it hurts my feelings when I hear, like, my kids or my wife say, you know, because he sends her a video, like, you know, I'm like, oh, why is he sending you a video? Like, he didn't reach out to me. I text him this because I'm nice to him. You're not nice to him. And I'm like, how am I not nice to him? And so being nice to somebody is different to different people. Like, I feel like being nice is being honest. If I'm a dickhead, I want you to say, Jay, you're being a dickhead. If I'm not showing sympathy or empathy, I want you to say, Jason, you're not showing sympathy or empathy. If I'm doing something wrong, I want you to tell me. Constructive criticism. That's being nice and being my friend. If you're a yes man or a yes sir or whatever, hey, that you're doing that great, that, and you're just blowing smoke up my ass, that's not being true. The problem is I've always told my brother what he needed to hear, not what he wanted to hear. And it's ruined our relationship over the years. And it's not just my fault that I didn't do that. Like, he literally is very jealous. He's a bitter person. My success is his failure, vice versa, right? His failure is my success. And one has nothing to do with the other. So it's really hard. You know, I would be scared to be uber successful because I didn't want him mad at me that I was uber successful. He'd make me feel guilty, which is also unhealthy. And I say this because he is the type of person that can go from zero to fuck you fast like me. He's a bad temper. But overall, I think he means well. And so I'm getting to the point of, in my age, I'm 44, I have learned to navigate through my emotions and not be as hot-headed as I usually am and not lose my shit on him or anybody. Like, I still lose my shit, but I don't lose my shit as much. And so I'm trying to get better. You know, one of the things I watched Jocko talk about yesterday was when you lose control, you're weak. Right? You lose control, you're weak. And it's true. I tell my son this. He's like, Dad, you know, you're tough and you lift weights and you're big and, you know, you've been in fights and blah, blah, blah. And my son's pretty tough. He boxes and stuff. But I said, true strength, son, is self-control, and I don't have it. I lose my shit. People can push my buttons, and I go off the fucking handle. And that's my weakness. And that makes me not very strong. I may be physically strong. I may be able to handle things a certain way and have thick skin and be able to overcome adversity strong. But I don't have a lot of self-control. I don't have mental strength to be able to deal with somebody pushing my buttons. And that's something that I'm challenged with that I have to get better at and force myself to be better. I own that. That's a weakness. So when I'm telling my son, I'm like, dude, real strength isn't fucking being able to beat the shit out of somebody. I mean, I get it. But real strength is about being able to control yourself and not say the things that you want to say when you're angry and not explode and not let people rent space in your brain and not let things out of your realm that you can't control start to control you. That's real strength. So, like, me and my wife are the opposite in a lot of things, right? She is able to keep her composure and not lose her cool. She still fucking loses her cool. Don't let her fucking lie to you. She's a Southern angry woman sometimes, and she can lose her shit. But mostly, she's the logical one that doesn't lose it with the kids or in life, and I'm the one that fucking just explodes. However, when it comes to, like, fear of death, disease, cancer, anxiety, all of these things, fight or flight, I'm always fight first, let's go, I never fly. She flies, and she has major anxiety. She's dealing with, you know, she had melanoma, stage 1A. She had it removed. She goes back to see the doctor. He's like, well, it's 97% gone, but we've got this. Start saying complicated things where she's calling me crying right before I did this podcast. She's crying. She's upset. And I'm like, honey, don't be upset. There's no reason to be upset. He didn't say anything bad, but in her eyes, she only heard there's a 3% chance and there's this. And so all she hears is the negative, and she immediately gets into fight or flight mode. She gets to flight mode and she goes straight to anxiety. And that is a weakness of control. She can't control how she feels. She doesn't know how to control and suppress those fears and anxiety. Living like a cow, the storm being the fear, the anxiety, the depression that chases you and you're running from it. And therefore you just live in it longer rather than being a buffalo and running through it and ending that shit faster, right? So that's where I have a little bit more strength, composure, control, right? To be able to manage that of those things. Things don't scare me. But things piss me off. So her mechanism of dealing with issues, fear, anxiety, depression, self-confidence, turns into fear and crying and sadness. It comes out as sadness. Where mine, my fear, my anxiety, my depression, comes out as anger. I'm starting to cry more. She used to yell at me, you don't cry enough. Why don't you cry enough? I don't fucking know. I don't have a button to turn on. Does anybody know there's a button you hit to cry? Like, I don't know. I have feelings. I want to cry, and I cry sometimes. And boy, I've been crying a lot more lately than I used to. But you know, you get conditioned for things, mental toughness. You know, I go back to saying this all the time. It's like you're flying with your kids on a plane and there's a shit ton of turbulence and your kid is super scared. Your kid is fucking paranoid. You're paranoid. Are you going to fucking show the paranoia to your child, or are you going to keep your shit together and be composed and be that leader that you need to be? See, I was born to be a leader. I wasn't born to be rich. I wasn't born to be famous. I wasn't born to be a football player. I wasn't born to be any of those things. I was born to be a leader. The other things that came with that was being a husband, a father, all that. But I believe God gave me a gift to be a leader. That's my strength. My strength is I can handle the madness and lead through the storms and the battle and get us to where we got to go. I'm a really great leader. Because without leadership, you have chaos. And that's my strength. Where my wife's strength is support. If I'm broken, if I've got something going on, she's able to support me. Everybody has got these qualities that they have, that they're born to utilize their strengths and qualities. Now, that doesn't mean I'm only focused on being a leader, not a great husband or a great dad. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying all those things I'm focused on being great at. But my superpower is leadership. That's what I've gotten. I'm able to take the worst news possible, keep my composure, not lose it where chaos happens, and navigate through the day. My wife, she hears bad news, she can't handle all that stuff. But when it comes to other people, she's a caregiver. Her superpower is she's over-caring for other people. She does so much for other people. She could see someone in a car accident, she pulls over and helps them. That's who she is. That's a wonderful person. But when it comes to her own stuff, she's scared. She gets upset. She has anxiety. She's nervous. She thinks the world's ending. She's going to die of something that she didn't have anything right now. Like, and I wish I could do something for her. I wish I could take my superpower and spin it up and give her something to make it better. I can't. And I know that the times that she sees me broken as this leader trying to navigate through these things, and the storm is just so much. And then I've got betrayal mixed into it. You guys can relate to the lives that you're living. Everything is relative, guys. Doesn't matter how much or how little you have. This whole thing of life is relative. It's all the same kind of journey. You're going to have these things where you and me have to learn to control our reaction. See, I was talking to my daughter yesterday about action and reaction, and we had a very heated argument. Very heated. So bad she called me an asshole and hung up. And it hurts when your dad and your 25-year-old calls you an asshole. Sucks. We made up. She called me today. but it's about action and reaction. And my daughter's a great person. She's a great mom. She's funny as hell. She's cute, all the great things. But sometimes she reacts incorrectly. So I'm a big believer of some people, you know, there's times that you act wrong, and then there's times that you react wrong. And we go back to self-control and real strength. And when you have self-control and real strength, like I keep trying to coach my son on, you're able to handle not making bad mistakes to act wrong. But even more important than that, not reacting to something wrong, because your reaction is everything. Some of the actions are natural and they're going to happen. It's the reaction we've got to learn to control. You can't control some of the actions, but you can control the reactions. And that's what I keep trying to tell my kids, like, guys, if something's going on in a relationship with somebody and it's a 4, you need to treat it like a 4 and not react and make it a 12. You know, we don't get along about this because I did something for you and you're not happy and you're bitching and complaining. Okay. Am I going to be like, fuck you, the relationship's over? Probably shouldn't, because that's reacting at a heavy point. Maybe that's the straw that broke the camel's back. Maybe you've had enough. I'm real big on, if you're going to make a life-altering decision, if you're going to make a decision that's going to affect your life and other people's lives, okay? Big decisions. You need to do it without emotion. You need to do it when you're calm. You need to do it when you're collective. You can't do it when you're fucking pissed. If I'm pissed and somebody's worked for me for years, made a fuck up, and I'm pissed that I fired them out of emotion, that's the wrong move. Why? Because I used emotion rather than really think about this and go, wow, like, this is one mistake, we can get through this, let's figure this out. No, I acted on emotion. Or you get in a fight with someone you care about and you're arguing about something, and rather have a normal argument, it leads to, well, do this, will you do this, will you do this? You go back and forth and someone goes, you know what, why don't you get the fuck out? Fine, I will get the fuck out. Okay, we're over. You guys know what I'm talking about. Most of you have lived through that. I know I have. Guess what happens? That's the reaction trying to, whoever's the maddest wins. That's your reaction to the actions. We have to learn to control our reactions better. That again goes back to self-control and strength. How am I able to be strong enough to self-control my reactions? How am I going to be able to be strong enough to self-control what things are going on, what I'm going to do next? And that is my gears, where I'm missing gears. It goes 0, 1, 2, fuck you. I'm trying to insert a 3, a 5, a 7, an 8, like gears to slow my anger down. Brings me to Trump. We're almost done. Look, I don't hide from it. I like Trump. You might like him, might not like him. Fuck you. I don't care. I like him. I'm allowed to like somebody. I don't like Biden. Not a fan. Just not. Everything he says is full of shit. Nothing's happened good. Borders are out of control. It's just a fucking shit show. Do I think Trump's the best ever? Nope. Do I think he's an asshole? Yep. Do I think sometimes he reacts like a baby? Absolutely. But I do think that most of what he says he does, and I do think that he needs to work on his reaction. His actions are purposeful and they mean well for the country. This election's going to get odd. I really wish Zara was running, because if an alien was fucking running, we'd all vote for the alien and life would probably be better rather than this right and left nonsense. Because people always ask, are you a hardcore Republican? I'm right center, guys. Like, there's the center and I'm just a little right, because there's a lot of things I agree with on the left side and there's a lot of things I don't agree with. And I agree with a little bit more on the right side. And you're going to have to make a tough decision if you're voting this year. My advice is, don't not vote. And I don't get mad at those that vote the other way. I just know where I'm at, and I'm not going to change that. And I'm not going to be handcuffed to not talk about it. I'm not like a Trumper out there, MAGA, let's go. I think he's what we need right now. I think we need some change. I think we need some things fixed. I think he can do it. But I think a lot of you are going to be pissed off. And I ask that you don't get pissed off. I ask that you react better. Because your reaction is what the kids are seeing. Your reaction is what people are then re-reacting to. And then it's like, what's first, the chicken or the egg? It doesn't matter. Shut that shit down. Learn to have more self-control. Learn to watch those serpents who are going to be disloyal to you and betray you. Because they're there. They are there. They are hiding under the covers, pretending to be something they're not. That's what I've seen time and time again. And it has been so hard. And some of those people know who they are. And, you know, I give people the shirt off my back and do whatever I can for people. I don't ever try to ever fuck over somebody. I'm always down for a good fight. I'll give it to you if you're giving it to me. Never scared of that. That's called reaction. I got to do better at that, where you give it to me and I go, it doesn't matter. That's strength. I got to work on that. But I will tell you that you got to do right by people. You got to be true to your word. You got to do what you'll say you'll do. And you can't use people. Don't be hanging around people because they have things or fame. Hang out with people because you enjoy their company and you care for them. And when things get tough for them, be there. Don't run. Don't be fake or bitch made. Be real. I think being real and authentic is the best thing you can do. Even if you're a dickhead sometimes, at least you're real. Like, I'm a dickhead sometimes, but I'm real. Like, you get what you get with me. It never changes. So I would say, listen, thank you for subscribing to the show. Continue to do that. I get a lot of questions about, when's your Bam Fam show come out? This is just me reminding you. Bam Fam show comes out later this year. We still have to film part two of season one later this year in March and again in May, I believe. And then Amazon will wrap things up. So until then, you guys be blessed. Have a great afternoon.